Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the subject that we have chosen, the title, if you will, I'll Only Kneel for One Person, and That's God. That's the quote from a black Georgia State trooper in Hartwell, Georgia, when demanded by the Black Lives Matter thugs, they demanded he kneel in unison with them and camaraderie with them. He refused to do so. He said, I only kneel for one person, and that's God. And that's a biblical concept, precept, and principle that we need to stick to. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding across America today places of business, large corporate entities that are funding by the millions of dollars into the Black Lives Matter Foundation that will only perpetuate and continue to allow them to destroy property, to then enforce by thuggery their Marxist ideals and plans on the United States of America. Fortunately, we have some that are taking a stand. We have some that are in the public eye on a national level that's willing to take a stand, even though they're laughed at, mocked at, castigated, criticized. Here's one, a Chicago pastor. Liberal policies to blame for burned and looted community, he said. A prominent black pastor in Chicago's South Side laments the rioting and the looting that's engulfed the engulfed protest of the death of George Floyd have erased years of progress in his community, placing ultimate blame on the liberal policies, real liberal political policies, he said. Quote, we worked tirelessly to turn around the city's most violent neighborhoods, only to see it burned and looted, wrote Gary Brooks in an opinion piece in the American Conservative website. Brooks is the founder and senior pastor of the New Beginnings Church of Chicago and founder of the and CEO of the Project Hood, H-O-O-D, Communities Development Corporation. His organization focuses on the building dialogue, families, and community leaders with special emphasis on young black men who are exiting gangs. He said that when he founded his church, the neighborhood had one of the nation's largest homicide rates. Over the years, quote, over the years, we have changed the statistics. We've built a thriving church with an average of 600 to 750 people at our services each Sunday. We have a community center with a free gym, a career center that offers advice and assistance with interviews and high-impact job training program that help people build successful careers in the field of such as construction and landscape. Brooks said that where despair once reigned, we have replaced it with hope in the community. But the riots of the past week have set us back in our ministry work and have done incalculable damage to our community. The physical damage to property pales in comparison to the damage that was done to the morals and the values. Brooks pinned the ultimate blame on liberal politicians in Illinois and across the country who have, quote, fanned the flames of anger over the past years. Their policies and worldwide emphasis government as the solution to all problems, except paradoxically, we have the need for police, he said, to protect us and begin our natural outpouring of grief over the death of the 46-year-old black man. But black communities and business are among the victims of the violence. How does this advance the cause of racial harmony to wreck the black communities, he asked. The looting of grocery stores, along with the CVS, pharmacy, and Walgreens stores, have had an immediate impact on our community. Our church members are now shuttling members of our community out of the suburbs to get their prescriptions and basic goods. He wonders if those stores will ever come back. Quote, no coincidence, he says. Brooke emphasized that the foundation of society is the rule of law. The tragic killing of George Floyd reminds us that we need a better training and screening for police officers, but the vast majority of law enforcement agents in our nation advance racial equality and help black Americans to participate in the American dream, not tearing it down. No one, after all, wants to live in an unpoliced and lawless neighborhood. He said the rampant violence that has plagued Chicago for decades has nothing to do with isolated incidents of police brutality, end quote. Brooks, the pastor, pointed out that over Memorial Day weekend, 10 African Americans were shot and killed during drive-by shootings. And he goes on to talk about the liberal police reform is for law enforcement agents to retreat from their duties. But this is exactly wrong, and it weakens our neighborhood. It's exactly what the Marxist Democrats want to accomplish, is to destroy the family, this pastor says. So, ladies and gentlemen, should we kneel before the Marxist, communist, Black Lives Matter organization? Or should we kneel before God only? Yet some still speak the truth about the socialist, Marxist, Democrat leadership, and as they speak the truth about it, they are demeaned, defamed, and attempt to destroy them. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that our cities are being torn apart, our nation's being undermined, the foundation of America is being eviscerated. In fact, Tucker Carlson said on his program, is America being torn apart by a total, complete, but provable lie? And he goes on to talk about what is taking place. He says, for example, people cheering them on their TV studios have no patience for real protest or real protesters. Just in April, Democrats in New Jersey arrested a woman for trying to plan a rally to protest at the state capitol for shutting businesses down. New York Times says nothing when they did that because they approved it. That's how they really feel, and about any political expression they can't control, they simply want to crush it. But with the Black Lives Matter, they allow that to go rampant without any control at all. And Tucker Carlson, I've got a six-page printout of his statements about, is America being torn apart by a total, complete, but yet provable lie? And that's exactly what's taking place, because Black Lives Matter is a lie. Because with Black Lives Matter, black lives don't matter, white lives do not matter, brown lives do not matter, Asian lives do not matter, babies' lives in the wombs do not matter. But it's only the dominance and the power that they're struggling for. And yet we have the Minneapolis City Council president wanting to dismantle police departments. I don't know of anything that's any more laughable. I don't know of anything that's any greater joke of perpetrating any greater harm on America than to try to say that we need to shut down police departments. I believe I have a call on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood.
Hello, go ahead.
Hey, this is Raymond Johnson, Biblical Concepts Ministries. I want to switch gears just a little bit and remind everybody that's listening that today, let me back up and let me make an admission. I'm really going to have to stop here in a moment and pray through, because I'm telling you, I'm admitting I'm angry today. This is a historic, evil, wicked day with three extremely wicked things happening all at one time. And I'm reminded of the scripture, your judgment cometh in 1 hour. And I'm pleading with your listeners to wake up. Amen. At the signs of the times that's going on. I knew I was going to call in and mention something on your show today, but I did not know that I was going to wake up to two more extremely wicked acts that took place this morning. So let me explain the three briefly, if I can. So today is another historic day that we expect later tonight that your city council will pass for the second time this HRO, so-called human rights ordinance, or as you call it, the human reprobate ordinance, giving special civil rights to the LGBT homosexuals and everything you can imagine. Since the court struck that down, they have wrote another bill, and we've discussed this many times. So today is the day, as far as we know, at tonight's city council meeting, that this bill will pass. And at this time, it will be signed by your capital R, like as big as a capital, not for Republican, for RINO, despicable, wicked, deceitful, everything you could think of under the every name you can think of, Mayor Lenny Curry, who I'm pretty upset with right now, and we all should be. He's going to sign that bill, even though he looked, I believe you were there, I'm not sure, Dr. Youngblood, he looked several dozen pastors in the eyes and told them he would not sign that bill.
That is correct.
And I really regret missing that meeting, but I know some that were there. So that's the first thing. So now the good news on that, I do want to tell everybody before I get in my angry rant that I don't often do. But you can go to truthforjax.com if you haven't already. This is your last opportunity today to do so. Go to that website, just put in your name, your email address, maybe your zip code, whatever it asks for, and you can click one button and email all 19 city council members and let them know. And then we'll know how many emails were sent as well, so it's very helpful, and we can remind the council of the hundreds of emails that's already been sent. So please do that today. Now, I missed the first 5 minutes of your show, but I don't know if you made the announcement, but to add to my anger, the reason why I'm using strong words today, I wake up to find out that our coward Rhino mayor, Lenny Curry, has, in the dark of night, just like the rest of the cowards, removed Confederate monuments. He's calling for the removal of every one of them. The first one came down before daylight, down right in front of City Hall. You know, you can't remove history, and we know what kind of people do that. Hitler, Stalin, okay?
Absolutely.
We can't go without our city. Now, let me just say a few things, and I'll hush. So that's number two. Number one, yeah, you're getting your HRO passed again. Number two, you wake up at the crack of daylight to discover your coward mayor is removing historic monuments in our city. And number three, just to top it all off, our mayor and our sheriff hold a press conference at 10 a.m., as many of you have heard, and bow and join with these communist, Marxist, domestic terrorists in removing these monuments and joining with them. Some council members did it the other day, some of them that were professing Christians, okay? We are seeing, God is exposing just, you know, the sheep and the goat. We have said this about the homosexual movement. Now you're seeing it even more with all this other stuff happening. You see pastors jumping up, getting involved in this movement, like you're saying, bowing to these domestic terrorists. This is outright war. Now, we're dealing with physical realm, with violence and war from domestic terrorists that demand these anti-American, anti-biblical, anti-constitutional things, which includes the radical homosexual agenda in it. Go to the BLM website. I think you mentioned that a moment ago.
Yes.
Someone had sent me their website, and I just reviewed it last night. So no coincidence that the homosexual movement is included in this domestic terrorist organization. We are under attack, but as you had mentioned, and I've mentioned Ephesians 6:12, that this is a spiritual battle. I mean, we are seeing an extreme spiritual warfare. So the best thing I can plead for, two steps of action. One is go I'm so aggravated. Truthforjax.com. But in all sincerity, we need to pray. We need to pray for our city. We are about to experience more judgment on this city like we have never seen in our lifetimes.
I agree. Absolutely.
And Jesus is coming. That's all I can say is we have got to pray. I need to pray more. I need to not be so angry, but just realize the signs of the times. And I confess I'm angry. So may God help us. And for we do not know what we do. And all I can ask for is let's pray for our city. Let's pray for Mayor Curry. He is lost. He is a professing Christian that attends an apostate church, a Methodist church there at Hendricks Avenue, whose pastor supported the HRO. The man doesn't realize he's
Raymond,
lost.
Raymond,
so
if I can jump in for a moment and commend you for your statements, and you're exactly on target. In fact, on tomorrow's broadcast on Let's Face the Issue, whole program would be dedicated to destroying our monuments, not only locally but nationally, with what is taking place. And our listeners need to understand the modus operandi behind that. They need to understand what is the purpose. They need to understand what is the end goal in destroying that. And we need to understand what the Bible says about the purpose for monuments. The Bible has some very clear, definitive statements about the purpose of monuments. And that's what our forefathers, founding fathers, church fathers understood when this started eons ago, not just in America with the monuments and the statutes in America. But going back again, that is truth, T-R-U-T-H. Is it truth? It's a truth for, and the letter for, not the word, truth for Jacksonville, or truth for Jax.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Truthforjax.com.
So call your city councilman or email the city councilman on that website and say, register at least your voice. We have, with the so-called conservative Republicans, we make up the majority of the city council, but the overwhelming majority of those Republicans are rhinos, and therefore they've already cast their ballot and made their decision. But we need to register our opposition to it and pray that God will give us victory in the end. I think that there's still an opportunity, if they pass it or when they pass it, an opportunity for that to be challenged in the courts. And that's another story for another day. Thank you so much, Raymond, for your call and for you. And by the way, nothing wrong. The Bible commands righteous indignation. When it comes to sin, sin should make us angry. Sin should get us bent out of shape in the right sense. We're angry because of what we see in the sin and what it's doing to our families and to our city. But thank you so much for your call, and God bless
you. Thank you.
For that. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe you need to sit up and take notice and do exactly that. Our voices need to be heard. This is the reason I sit on this microphone every day, 5 days a week, and then preaching on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. It's simply to get the word out of what is taking place in our nation, what is taking place around the globe, and how we need to respond to it. This is the reason Let's Face the Issues is present, and it's why we do this every day. And just for your edification, while I'm touching on that, for a one-hour broadcast, I'll generally invest between 4 and 6 hours of research and preparation on the subject that I'm covering. It's not just flippant and kind of speaking off the hip, if you call it that, shooting from the hip, I believe, as they call it, from the shooters out there. But I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about planned research with the focus of informing you, our listeners, as to what's taking place. Very serious thing. Things are happening in America today that we need to, as Christians, sit up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and to be salt and light that God has called us to be. But ladies and gentlemen, the Minneapolis City Council president now is talking about dismantling the police department. This article, June the 5th, 2020, agreeing to a major objective of the Black Lives Matter movement, the president of the Minneapolis City Council has vowed to dismantle the city's police department and replace it with a transformative new model of public safety. Lisa Bender, a Democrat, hasn't elaborated on her Twitter statement, which was affirmation of a tweet Thursday by Jeremiah Ellison. Jeremiah Ellison, Minneapolis City Councilman and the son of the state Attorney General Keith Ellison. Keep that in mind. Now, Keith Ellison is the Attorney General. His son is one of the Minneapolis City Councilmen. And they're making a decision with a veto-proof majority on the City Council in Minneapolis to remove the police department, defund it. This article says the younger Ellison, who declared his support this week for the violent militant group Antifa and BLM, called for the radical and new approach to the public safety. We're going to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department, Jeremiah Ellison said. And when we're done, we're not simply gonna, G-O-N-N-A, gonna glue it back together. We're going to dramatically rethink how we approach public safety and emergency response. It's really past due for us to handle, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the dismantling of the police departments across America. That's the mantra. That's the push. That's what they're wanting to accomplish today in the United States of America, is to literally dismantle anything that's called police involvement. Here's an article that says movement to defund police gains unprecedented support across America. Activists say the way to stop police brutality and killing is to cut law enforcement budgets and to reinvest in services, etc. And it goes on to talk about what needs to be done from their perspective, and it's being pushed by the Black Lives Matter organization. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is happening in our nation, what is the cause and effect, and where we're going with it. And the whole approach is to literally destroy anything that is called law and order, anything that's called civility in our nation. We need to ask the bottom line question. Let's take a moment and just simply do a point-by-point overview of what Black Lives Matter really believes. I believe you need to understand that. I've got a 6-point outline that I want to just go over with you, and I've got a fistful of documents, about 50 articles that support every statement that I make on this broadcast. But the who are they really? Who is it that makes up what's called the Black Lives Matter in our society today? Number one, they started by three Marxist black women, one of who calls herself a feminist queer. Number two, Black Lives Matter started with the Trayvon Martin case in 2013. You might say, well, I didn't realize it was that young. I thought it was, no, it's a very young organization. It was spawned out of an attempt to protect a thug ultimately was proven that he was in the wrong, Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin, as you know, is the one that President Obama said, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. Number three, the founders are Patrice Cullors, Alice Garcia, Opal Tometi, I believe is the way you'd pronounce it. They're exploiting Black Lives Matter and promoting a Marxist revolution. They're promoting a Marxist revolution. Number five, they're using the same tactics as the Weather Underground with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, which, by the way, tutored Barack Obama. In fact, Barack Obama met in their living room. When I say there, I'm talking about Bill Ayers' living room, and did the planning and the preparation to help him in his running for office. Number six, these three founders all work for front groups and front organizations. Listen carefully. There's about five or six front organizations that basically they connect with, they intersect with, and that they work in harmony with. They're working for these front organizations. Number one, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, better known as FRSO, which is one of the four largest radical left Marxist organizations in the country today. Some of the same people in the same organization, in the same foundation, the Black Lives Matter, are co-opting and cooperating with the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, which is one of the four largest radical left Marxist organizations in the country. Number two, the Communist Party USA. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if I didn't go any further than that, if that's the only one that they were affiliated with, that'd be absolutely telltale enough that you cause everyone, especially if you're listening, your pastor, your preacher, your Christian, your black pastor, your white pastor, I don't care your ethnicity or your skin color. If you're listening today and you still want to stand up and preach on Sunday how I love Jesus and how we need to follow the Word of God, and then you still affiliate with Black Lives Matter and you're willing to submit and surrender and bow to, hold, lock arms with, and clenched fists lifted into the air, which is a Marxist intimidation sign. If you want to do that, you need to stop professing your Christianity. You need to check up, see if you be in the faith. I don't know any other way to put it. Affiliated with the Communist Party of USA? Number three, the Democrat Socialist Party of America. The Democrats Socialist Party of America, known as the DSC. Democratic Socialist Party of America. Number four, the Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism. The Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism, called the CCDS. If you don't believe any of this, you go back and Google it. In fact, some of these things on Google now are being washed and are shadow banded, so you can't find them because they know it's a high-profile investigation and review by most of society that's sane and seeking to find an answer today. And number four, the four organizations born out of, they are also involved now with four organizations that are born out of the Acorn Group, now called the Dream Defenders and the Service Employees International Union, the ACLU, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Southern Poverty Law Center, the Service Employees International, CQ, and the Dream Defenders, all made up from the disintegrated pieces of and portions of ACORN. And ACORN is one of the major organizations that President Barack Obama defended and positioned himself with, aligned himself with, and praised. And they were doing the same thing under the banner of calling it community organizers. They were doing the same thing in the shadows that now the Black Lives Matter is doing in the open with the socialist Marxist idea of overthrowing the constitutionality of the United States of America. And they're wanting to do that, ladies and gentlemen, through the destruction of law enforcement in our nation. They're wanting to do that to destroy law enforcement. Can you imagine if there's no law enforcement in America, where we'd be? Here's an article that says, PolitiFact tags black conservative Larry Elder. Larry Elder is a major communicator on Salem News Network. They're saying that what he says is false. If you look up on PolitiFact, they say that what Larry Elder says is false. But Larry Elder is a very good spokesman for America and for morals and ethics and values and against Black Lives Matter. And he says, black conservative radio host Larry Elder was flagged by PolitiFact liberals readers for a June 2nd appearance on Hannity, where he declared, quote, last year there were 9 unnamed unarmed black people killed, 19 unarmed white people killed. And he was talking about the differentiation between white and blacks being killed by law enforcement. Blacks account for less than 13% of the U.S. population, but are killed by police at more than twice the rate of white Americans, so they say. Okay, but twice as many whites killed by police are other than black. But the Black Lives Matter echoing media coverage leaves the impression that the vast majority of killings are racially motivated. And ladies and gentlemen, he goes on in his article to give the statistics and the data to prove that it's an absolute unequivocal, what I'd call a bald-faced lie. And yet you hear Black Lives Matter spokespeople talking about how many black people are being killed, unarmed black people are being killed by law enforcement, is an absolute deception. It is an absolute demonic lie. And yet the Minneapolis City Council swallows the serpent's lie, one writer says. Marty Owens says ending police force evidences a rebellion against God himself. That's the position that he takes. The decision of the Minneapolis City Council to put an end to the police department in its city not only represents gross irresponsibility and incompetence on the part of city leaders, but it also constitutes an act of a rebellion against God himself. And ladies and gentlemen, he goes on to talk about that God gave us law enforcement, God gave us government to control society, to protect the good, and to prosecute the evil, and to destroy the police department would be reverse of God's ideal for us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.